السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 93 to ayah number 95. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه وأعد له عذابا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما.
So inshallah, that is the lesson. So starting from ayah number 93 to ayah number 95. Now inshallah, instead of doing theory, we are going to jump straight into the analysis. And we're just going to do a quick review again of the Ahkam an-Nun as-Sakinah wa at-Tanween. Inshallah, this will be the last class that we're covering this topic. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will move on to the next topic, which is going to be Ahkam Mim as-Sakinah wa at-Tanween. So inshallah, today, every single time we see that there is a Nun Sakin, or we see that there is a Tanween, we are going to stop there and do a little bit of analysis to see if we can figure out which rule it's going to be implied here. So inshallah, let's go ahead and start from ayah number 93 with the verse وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. So here in this ayah, right in the beginning, we see that there is a lot of tanween and there is a lot of nun as-sakin as well. So inshallah, there is going to be quite a few rules here just in these first few words. So starting from the first word, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ. So see here in the first word, we have وَمَنْ. Nun has a sakin on top. Now, if you notice in the text itself, you are not going to see a sukun. There is no sukun or visible sign of sukun on the nun. Instead, there is going to be nothing on that nun. It is just empty nun with nothing on top. Now, the absence of the sukun itself also gives you an indication that this is going to be idgham. idgham and ikhfa as well. For both of these, you are not going to see that sukoon on the noon. If you do see that there is a sukoon, most cases it is going to be idhar. So here I do not see that sukoon, so I know it's going to be either idgham or ikhfa. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, and the next letter is ya. Ya is part of yarmalun, which are the idgham letters. So here I know that I am going to be merging the noon second within the ya. And then yaqutul, qaf is going to have a qalqala, qaf is also heavy. Yaqutul, lam is going to be light, and this is going to be a tawassut letter. You are going to rest on this lam. Wa man yaqutul. So here you see that I am merging the noon with the ya. Wa man. Wamay, and it's going to have ghunna. You are going to bring this up into the nose. Yaqutul, qaf has qalqala, mu'minan. Hamza here is a letter of jahr, meaning that we are going to abruptly stop the sound as soon as it exits the throat. We are not going to roll it around in the throat, and we're not going to bring it up into the jawf or the middle of the throat. Mu'minan, so just have like a strong jerk on the hamza. Mu'minammu. So here we have a tanween on top of the noon. So we are going to see which rule of noon or tanween second is going to be here. So the next letter after the meme, after the tanween, it's going to be the letter meme. And meme has a shadda. So this is giving you a good indication that this is going to be idgham. Meme is one of the yarmalun letters. It is part of yanmu, which are the four letters of idgham that are going to have ghunna. So I know for sure here that I am going to merge the tanween with the meme. Mu'minam. So again, here this is going to be a tanween at the end of the word, and I am going to look at the next letter to see which rule is going to be implied here. And I see that the letter is fa. Now fa is not part of any of the three rules that we learned mnemonics for. So it is not part of hamza ha ayn ha ghain kha. It is not a letter ba, and it is not part of yarmalun. So now I know for sure this is going to be ikhfa. Ikhfa from the word khafi means to hide. So I'm just going to hide that tanween inside of the makhraj of the letter fa. And this is going to require for me to place my tongue or my mouth in the position of the fa, in the makhraj of the letter fa. And this is how I'm going to be able to hide that tanween within that letter. Muta'ammidan fa. So right when I started my tanween, my tongue and my lips were already in the position of saying the letter fa. So this is how you can hide that makhraj. You can hide that tanween inside of that letter. Muta'ammidan fa jaza'uhu. Jaza'uhu, this is going to be a four count med. So I'm just going to pull this for four counts. Fajaza'uhu jahannam khalidan fiha. Kha is going to be a heavy letter. This is a two count heavy sound. Khalidan fiha, this is going to be a tanween. I'm going to look at the next letter. Again, the letter is fa. So fa is not part of any of the other three rules. So automatically it is going to be an ikhfa. And I'm going to again bring this to the makhraj of the letter fa, merge this inside. Khalidan fiha. Wa ghadiballahu ghain is going to be heavy. Dad is also a heavy letter. Both of these are part of khussa dhaghth wal ghadh, which are the heavy letters. Ghain, dha, both of these are heavy. The name of Allah here in this case is also going to be heavy. Wa ghadiballahu. So again, you're going to have a mouthful kind of sound for this whole entire word except for the letter ba. Alayhi wa la'anahu. And then here, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wa'a'adda lahu. Again, ayn from the middle of the throat. Hamza is going to be from the lower throat. So make sure you are quickly switching these makhraj. Hamza to the letter ayn. A'a. Wa'a'adda lahu. Adhaban. Ayn is going to be from the throat. Adhaban 'azima. This is going to be an idhar. So I'm going to read the noon sound very clearly. The letter ayn is part of the throat letters, so I'm not going to merge these together. Azima, if we end here, we are going to pull this for two counts. It is a two count mad. And then ghain is going to be heavy. Ya ayyuhalladina, this is going to be a four count mad. Just pull this for four counts. Amanu, this is going to be a four count mad. Idha darabtum, dad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Ba is going to be a letter of qalqala. Darabtum. So here make sure that you are switching from heavy to light. Darabtum fi sabilillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. فَتَبَيَّنُوا وَلَا تَقُولُوا. قَافْ is going to be heavy. لِمَنْ أَلْقَى. Noon Sakin, I see that there is a very clear sign of Noon. Automatically, I know that this has to be Idhar. Just to confirm, I am going to look at the next letter. It is Hamza, which is part of the throat letters. So this is going to be an Idhar. And I'm going to read the Noon sound very clearly. Liman Alqa. Lam is going to be the wasod. Just rest on this for a little bit. Qa is going to be a four count mad. Liman Alqa ilaykumus salama. And then here in Lesta, Sin is going to be a letter of Safir. So just rest on this for a little bit and allow a little bit of that whistling sound to escape. Mu'minan, Hamza is going to have a Jahr. So just make sure you do give it a little bit of that jerk. Try not to bring it into the throat or try not to bring it into the Jof either. And don't say Mu'minan or Mu'minan. So in both of these cases, this is incorrect. We want that sharp jerking sound of the Hamza. Mu'minan. And then here I see that there is a tanween. Let's look at the next letter. It is the letter Ta. So I know this is going to be Ikhfa. I'm going to hide that tanween with that letter. So bring your tongue to the makhraj of the letter Ta and then hide the Ikhfa within that. So here, Mu'mina tabtaghuna. So hide that Ikhfa within the letter Ta. Tabtaghuna ba is going to have a qalqala. So just bounce on that. And then Ghain is going to be a heavy letter. Arada, ra is going to be heavy in this case. Dad is permanently heavy. Arada al-hayati dunya. Fa'inda Allahi, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy. Maghanimu, ghain is going to be heavy. Kathira, ra is going to be heavy. Ha is going to have humps, so just make sure you give it a little bit of air at the end. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ. So here I see that there is a noon sakin. There is nothing on top of that noon, so I know it's going to be either idgham or ikhfa. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, which is the letter qaf. Qaf is going to be a heavy sound as well. So when I hide the noon sound within the qaf, it is going to be a heavy qaf sound on the makhraj of the qaf. مِنْ قَبْلُ. مِنْ قَبْلُ. So noon is going to be heavy, and then you are hiding that with ikhfa. Qablu, qaf is going to be heavy, as we mentioned. Ba is going to have qalqala. Famanallahu, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy. Alaykum fatabayyanu. Now, this is a four-count mad at the end of this word, but because I am stopping here, I am only going to pull it for two counts. If you are continuing, you can pull this for the full four counts, but because I am stopping, I will only pull it for two. Fatabayyanu. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy. Ya Nabi ma ta'amaluna, ayn is going to be from the throat. Khabira, kha is going to be heavy. And then ra in this case is also heavy. Ra is a two count, mad al-iwad. So we will end here on that mad. Khabira, la yastawi al-qa'idun. Qa is going to be heavy. And then ayn is going to be from the throat. Minal mu'minina. So Hamza here again has jahar. Make sure you are giving it a little bit of that jerking sound. We don't want to say mu'minina or mu'minina. This is a Hamza. Make sure you are abruptly stopping the sound. Mu'minina. Ghayru. Ghayn is going to be heavy. Ra is going to be heavy as well. Ulil-darari. Bad is going to be heavy. The second ra is going to be heavy. And the last ra is going to be light. Darari. So quickly switch from heavy to light. Wal-mujahidun. Lam is going to have tawassut. Fi sabilillahi. Name of Allah here is going to be light. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. So we're just going to rest on all of these mim with sukun. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Rest on that mim. And then أَنفُسِهِمْ, there is a noon sakin here in this word. There is nothing on top of that sukun, so I know this is going to be either idgham or ikhfa. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, and the next letter is fa, so this is going to be ikhfa, and I am going to merge the noon sound within the makhraj of the letter fa. وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ. Dad is going to be heavy. Lam is going to be light. And the name of Allah is going to be heavy. So quickly make sure you are switching from heavy to light. This is a very common mistake. We do not want to make the lam heavy. A lot of the times you are going to hear فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ. Dalallahu. The first lam in faddala is not going to be heavy. This lam is light. The name of Allah, lam, is going to be heavy. So make sure you are not making that one heavy as well. Faddalallahu. Quickly switch from heavy to light.
فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ Lam is going to have tawassut. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ Again, meme has tawassut. Rest on the first meme. Rest on the second meme. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ So noon is going to not have anything on top. There is no sign of sukoon. So it is either ikhfa or idgham. Just to confirm, I look at the next letter, which is the letter fa. So this is going to be ikhfa, and I am going to hide the noon sound within the makhraj of the next letter. وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ عَيْنَ is going to be from the throat. Make sure you do roll that around just a little bit. عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ قَاف is going to be heavy. عَيْن is going to be from the throat as well. دَرَجَ رَا is going to be heavy. And then that مَرْبُوطَ here, because we are stopping, I'm going to turn this into a ha. And we stop here with ham, so make sure you do give it a little bit of air. You don't want to say دَرَجَ. Now you don't hear this ha at all. Make sure you do give it a little bit of air. Daraja. Now you hear it is from the throat, a little bit from the chest as well. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى So here, وَكُلًّا wa. This is going to be a tanween. I look at the next letter, and the next letter is a wow. Wow is part of idgham. يَرْمَلُونَ So I am going to merge these together. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ عَيْن is going to be from the throat. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى Lam is going to have tawassut. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Sin has safir, so it has a little bit of that whistling sound. And then this is going to be a two-count med on the letter noon. وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ ضَاد is going to be heavy. Lam, again, is going to be light. Make sure you do not make this heavy. The name of Allah is going to be light. So quickly make that switch from heavy to light back to heavy. وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ Make sure lam is not heavy. الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ قَا is going to be heavy. عَيْن is from the middle of the throat. أَجَرًا جِيم is going to have a قَلْقَلَ أَجَرًا عَظِيمًا رَا is going to be heavy. And this is going to be a إِذْهَار. So the رَا and the نُون sound is going to be very clear. You are not going to merge them together because it is an إِذْهَار. The letter عَيْن is from the throat. أَجَرًا عَظِيمًا رَا is going to be heavy. And then مَا This is going to be a two-count med. This is a med al-iwad, so I'm just going to stop here and then pull that for the med. If I am not stopping here, then you can continue with the tanween. But because we are stopping, I will just pull that for two counts and make it a med al-iwad. So, alhamdulillah, that is the end of our lesson, starting from ayah number 93 to 95. Inshallah, that is going to be the end of the topic of ahkam an-nun as-sakinah wa tanween. I know there are a lot of rules to remember, which is why I wanted to go over it so many times. But inshallah, this will be the last class where we cover this topic. In the next topic, we will cover nun, sakin, and tanween. And then also we were able to do a little bit of analysis of these verses so you could see what these rules really look like as we were reciting the Quran. And I would like if you all, when you are reciting, you just kind of put a small symbol on the bottom of the text to help you remember which rule is supposed to be there. So for example, if you have idhar, you can put an IZ, you can write idhar in Arabic, idgham, you can put ID. Iqlab, you can put IQ. So for all of these things, just putting a little symbol underneath really does help you remember which rule is supposed to go where. Inshallah, the goal is that we won't have to think about it as we are reciting, that our recitation becomes so fluid that we don't have to think at all for which tanween is supposed to go here. We won't have to even analyze what is the next letter just by looking or kind of recognizing the patterns as well. You should be able to kind of have a little bit more fluency within this rule. So inshallah, that was the goal. This is why I wanted to go over it so many times, so that we are able to kind of recognize ahkam an-nun as-sakin and the ahkam of tanween as well, and that kind of we can implement it within our recitation without having to think about it too much. So inshallah, that is the end of our class. So I will end it here so we can join for the tafsir portion of this class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.